Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, everyone. Coach Check here for another Grateful Thursday, only here at Deep. But before we dive into the gospel, I want to greet all of you and your family a happy, happy new year. Praise God, we made it out of 2020. I pray that whatever burden the past year have given unto us, that you are finally giving all of it up to Him and face the new year with a clean heart. The gospel for today is taken from the book of Luke, Chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim, release the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Brothers and sisters, the good news of our salvation. Praise thee, O Lord Jesus Christ. Prior to the gospel today, Jesus spent 40 days in the desert, fasting and praying before he started his public ministry. Well, the first was Galilee, where he entered the synagogue. Then he goes to Nazareth, where he grew up. And he entered the synagogue and read the scroll from the prophet Isaiah. But we all know that after he started proclaiming the kingdom of God, he was criticized roughly and ended up him getting crucified. It was contradicting that Jesus was praised by all, as we have seen or read on today's gospel. But as soon as he began to address the hardness of their hearts, they turned on him and sought his life. Mga kapatid, we usually fall into the trap of this thinking that the gospel draws people together, right? And yes, this is indeed the goal of the good news, to unite us as one in Jesus' name. But this would only be possible if everyone is willing to change of heart. We must turn away from the stubbornness of our sins and open our hearts to Him. Sadly, madaming tao na gusto ng pagbabago, but not all of them want to change. And that is where division roots from. Minsan, we are too high with His blessings that when it's suddenly taken away from us, we fail to understand His will. Just want to share, lately, I have personally been into this situation, that we are so happy to know that my wife is pregnant. We are so happy to share with our families that God was indeed hearing our prayer, because that baby came on that time that we had consistently been praying the rosary since October. We have great hopes that amidst the pandemic, God has given us the light in the darkness, and greet the new year with another bundle of joy. And then miscarriage happens. All the hopes were shattered and the dreams fell down into pieces. Sabi nga, there is no really an easy way to deal with this tragedy. But He is faithful, mga kapatid. Ika nga, His plans, not ours. His plans are really hard to understand most of the times. But one thing I learned in my reflection of the gospel today is that when what is happening in your life become hard to accept, we must go back sa initial na reaction ng mga tao sa paligid ni Jesus during His time. They were all praises to Him. They were all amazed with Him. But quickly reversed completely when they cannot accept what He is teaching to them. Mga kapatid, I am not saying that we stop feeling the hurt of what happens to us. I'm not saying that you blindly follow His will even if you are having a hard time in your life. But what I want to say is that in the middle of mourning and being sad, or as we cry, never ever go away from Him. Because that is, mga kapatid, the more you need to be with Him, the more you need His embrace, the more you need of His love. The answer to your questions and doubts cannot be found away from Him. He is the answer, mga kapatid. And always remember, all the failures, struggles, heartaches, and troubles you had before that you have overcome, He has always been there with you all throughout the way. He is there. And if He have saved you before from the slum of darkness, what make you think that He will not definitely lift you up again? And when there comes a time na akala mo pinabayaan ka na ng Diyos, well, think again. He never changes, mga kapatid. It is us who consistently go away from Him sa tuwing makakaramdam tayo ng pagod, ng hirap, ng pasakit. Kaya encourage you today, come back to Him. All these hurts are just temporary. Always cling to His promises, for that is forever. Can I lead you into a prayer? Lord, I am lifting you all up, all my worries and concerns. Make me see these things as your teaching that I shall accept and live upon. Be with me as I go through my feelings, and hold my hand as I accept the truth and move on with your love. Give me wisdom to see the things from which I must repent and soften my heart, so that I will always remain open to your will. All of this we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, maraming salamat for always being with us here on Zip. May we always have gratitude, our default attitude, for us to reach the highest altitude. God bless everyone.